This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is a Monday, February 18th, 2019. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. You can also subscribe and listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest on the show, Lynx Garcia. Lynx Garcia, also known as Super Size Spanish Fly, is an entertainer and activist that has been in the plus-size community for over 25 years and is a pioneer in the fight for size acceptance. Most recently, Lynx has been appointed as the ambassador and face of She Beverage Company. Lynx has created the Curvy's Fashion Show, an all-inclusive fashion show featuring women of all sizes, produced by Gwen DeVoe for She Beverage Company's inaugural She Week Women's Convention, taking place in Las Vegas July 15th through the 22nd. And we're so excited to have Lynx on the show today to learn more about it. Let's welcome Lynx to the show. Hi.
Hola, Shanice. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, I'm excited to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Now, you started in the plus community in the 90s. How do you think the community has changed over the last 25 years?
Well, the change, it took a long time to come, but there's more acceptance now. We see more models, even on the larger size of the plus size spectrum. It's unbelievable, the changes that I've seen. Remember, back in the 90s, it was not popular to be plus size. As a matter of fact, it was sort of taboo, and you were really looked down on as a plus size woman anywhere. And you were made to feel like you didn't belong, in fashion, in television, on the radio, in any arena that you tried, well, I tried to, you know, knock on the door. They might have liked your talent and might have thought you had a pretty face, but they tell you to lose weight. They tell you, this is not for you. Oh, you should look into another line of work. I had horrible things said to me. And there was something inside of me since I was a small child, because I've been this way all my life, and something inside of me that knew was wrong for people to treat me like that because of my size or the way I looked. So I fought back by always showing up and always knocking on the doors wherever they said a woman my size should not be.
So to see it now,
the way it is, all these beautiful plus-size women, young girls, you know, we're the pioneers that paved the way. We took those first hits, and now they're able to walk freely in their short skirts without, you know, without sleeves, without covering up, wearing bikinis. It's a beautiful thing to see, but we have a long way to go still.
Now, do you consider yourself still active in the plus community, or are you somewhat retired and moved on to other things?
Oh, no. I've been active this whole time. I just never was active to the level where I had my own organization. I was running pages on social media, as you know, Curvy and Confident Fan, which has 500,000 followers. And I was sharing news, and I was speaking out against discrimination, plus-size discrimination. And I would show up if somebody needed me to come and speak or attend, support, share events, share pictures of the models. You know, before Tess Holiday became the star that she is, I was sharing her pictures when she just started for Domino Dollhouse, and the people weren't so receptive, and they were mean. And it's funny, to this day, she still gets that. as big as she's become, which goes to show you that for the women on the larger size of the spectrum, it's very difficult to navigate through this plus size industry as it pertains to fashion. And then, you know, once we saw stars like Gabby from Precious, I can never say her last name,
Sidibe.
You know, after her, Monique first, you know, Monique had her movies, and then after Gabby, we saw more plus size women, but not that much more in comparison to straight size actresses. And we still got a ways to go there. I feel that in every arena, there still is that stigma attached to us, you know, that we're not, you know, society standards of beauty, really, especially
right.
the ones on the bigger size. And that's who I advocate for the most. I actually advocate for anyone. And my fashion show that we're having for She Beverages at She Week, Curvas, is all-inclusive. It's, you know, as a matter of fact, usually they're including us in Fashion Week. Oh, it's all inclusive because they're putting, you know, plus size models. Well, mine is all inclusive because I'm putting straight size model. How about that?
Right.
I'm including them from size zero to super size, and you know, the models have to be 21 because we're going to have, you know, alcoholic beverages, 21 and older. And as older, I mean, if great-grandma could rock it, if she could bring it, then sign her up. Bring her. You know, we want her in there. There's no age restriction. She can be 75, 80 years old. She could walk that runway, then bring her. And
now
we're
going to talk about the fashion show. You're getting a little ahead of me.
Oh, sorry.
Well, one thing that you mentioned that stuck out to me, you said that, you know, you started in the plus community in the 90s, and you said we took the hits that the girls of today have the opportunities to be free. Do you think the plus community does enough to recognize the legends and trailblazers in our industry? Because if you don't have the social media numbers or the press, people will disregard you today.
I think for the ones who pursued a professional route with their activism, with their organizations, that yes, they are seen. And but lately, I've been noticing we're not taken so seriously anymore, and we're looked at kind of as has-beens, or you know. We're not exactly what's popular or popping right now. One, we started in the 90s, so now we're in our, you know, 40s and 50s. And
right.
There goes the age stigma now. On top of that, you're plus size or on the bigger size of the spectrum, you're also old to them.
Right.
But I believe that if you make it for us, then we deserve representation. If it comes in our size, if it comes for our age group, then we deserve representation because we want to see ourselves. I'm always saying that we are each other's reflection. I truly believe that. We are each other's reflection. Now, when I look at some of the models that are currently, let's say, the top, like Ashley Graham, and okay, she's beautiful and she's a curvy woman and she's come a long way, but I really don't see a connection. You know, I see body goals. Yeah, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be curvy like that with somewhat of a flatter tummy. And, you know, but that's not someone I can relate to. So I
right.
can relate to a Tess Holliday. I can relate. Some of us are not built with, you know, small waists and flat tummies and small arms and looking thick and solid. Some of us got cellulite. Some of us are dealing with saggy skin. Some of us have lower tummies. Some, you know, and we still want to look nice and dress nice and be seen and be respected and appreciated.
Yes. And we want to be a part of the mainstream culture, which is what you're doing now, because you are associated with the She Beverage Company. Now tell me, how did you connect with them, being they're based in California and you're in New York?
Okay, social media. social media. So the CEO of the company, Loopy Rose, she had been following, we were following each other for a while, and she'd comment on my stuff, and there was a, at the time she was a little girl poet named Nene Ali, who I used to chaperone sometimes to her events, because I was such a fan of this little girl, and Loopy Rose, you know, was a fan also and was looking to sign her. At the time she had a record label. And that's how we met on social media. And she kept following me, and she realized I had these pages, and she was like, I love what you're doing. One day we're going to work together. And, you know, I heard that a lot in my lifetime. People
right.
were saying we're going to work together. And you already know in this fashion industry, when they do ask you to be a model and you're not one of the models I've mentioned, they don't want to pay you. It's like they're doing you a favor to be
mm-hmm.
involved or to wear their piece, and then they want the piece back. And, you know, it's a little discouraging. But I always loaned myself because I felt like the message is more important than all of that and more important than monetary gain. It's for someone like me to be seen and be respected and take it seriously. So she reached out, and she had this idea for her beverage company, and she said, you know, I'm, you know, I was always writing on social media under women's pictures, curvas, you know, which means curves in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm going to make a beer inspired by you called curvas, you know, and what do you think about that? And I was like, hey, do it, you know, I love it. And she's like, okay, well, she did it, and she said, you're going to be the face of this beer. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do it. You know, I was just like, yes. And then she was serious. She flew me out. And you know, after a few years, the company grew to unbelievable. It's unbelievable what's happening with She Beverages right now. They also have the She brand, and you know, I'm a part of this, and I was helping with social media, you know, sharing the stuff on the pages I had, and then running their page. So that's how I got started with them, and Loopy Rose and the whole She Beverage team, they're all about empowering women. And they're all about empowering the everyday women because we're amazing. We're amazing.
So
how
long mm-hmm. have you been an ambassador for the company?
The actual ambassador, I've been involved with them for 4 years doing social media for them, and as an ambassador this year. So they announced it, and they had you know, they had a promo picture, and I went to Cali. I tasted the beer. It's delicious. it's bold and, you know, curvas, like the name. And so I have more to do with them, but she came up with the idea for She Week, a week to empower women. And she said, hey, Lynx, you know, you want to do a fashion show? Let's do a curvas fashion show. And I said, all right. She said, you get to do what you want. You get to bring on who you want. And, of course, I got Gwen DeVoe to produce the fashion show. And, you know, we put out a casting call for the models from zero to super size and all ages and even women with disabilities. Right now it's just for women because it is a women empowerment week. But that's how it came about. That's how the fashion show came to be, and I'm so excited. The response was unbelievable. So many women sent pictures. So the idea is we're going to have regular models, but then we're going to have everyday women that want to be seen, that want to stuff their stuff, great personalities, and, you know, even disabled and silver foxes, the older women. So I'm very excited.
How has working with the company changed your life? Because I saw on your Facebook Live, you were almost in tears talking about what they have done for you. So tell me about that.
I always get emotional because, okay, so when when you deal with a lifetime of people, you know, everyone nice to you because and they tell you you got a beautiful face, but they don't include you, and they kind of turn you away because of your size or because the kind of plus size you are. Meaning I'm not the one that they consider, I guess they call them thick, you know, with the flat tummy, small waist, little arms. And for someone to come and invest in you, fly you out, take you serious, and show you how much you are respected and how much you mean to them, it changed my life. You know, I had kind of been down because, like I said, the past 2 years I wasn't getting any kind of jobs. I wasn't being hired to model. And I was just stuck, not knowing what to do. I've always stuck my hands in other things. Radio, I was on the radio for a little while. My own little TV show on public access television, but no one took me serious. So for this company to blast that, and this was back 4 years ago when they blasted it. It was about 3 years ago when they blasted that they were creating this beer named Curvas and that I would be the face. And then to actually come through on the promise is you know, touched my life in a way I can't even begin to explain. I can tell my daughter, I can be proud of something that I'm doing. I'm you know, I'm able to sustain myself financially. I wasn't able to do that. And it's changed my life. And me flying, I was never flying anywhere, you know, once in a while to Costa Rica to visit family. But I flying me out to Vegas, flying me out to California, and now I'm going to move to Cali.
What?
I'm moving to Cali.
I did not know that. Now, is this an exclusive? Have you posted
this
about
is an
that?
This is an exclusive. I'm moving to California because there's so much more to do with the company. Lupi Rose also created a division in the company, She Cares, which is a community outreach. And this Christmas, she flew me out, and we gave out toys to underprivileged children and blankets to the homeless. And I cannot tell you that has always been something that I've always done. Even when I was in radio, I visited the sick children in the hospital on Christmas to give them gifts. That's something very dear and close to my heart. And I feel like with this company, she and us, the She team, we're going to change the world. We're going to help empower women. We're going to, you know, it's a male-dominated industry. And our beverage is in the Dodger Stadium, you know, the blue lemonade, and we have the Sip by She Water, the alkaline water of the LA Sparks. That's their water. I mean, it's amazing.
Nice.
Unbelievable, Shanice. It's crazy. So she keeps telling, you know, I'm flying out quite often, almost every month, and she's like, you know, I need you out here. And I'm going to take the chance, and I'm going to go because my spirit is telling me and God is showing me that, you know, this is where it may not have happened for me in New York and not when I was younger, back in the 90s when I was grinding really hard and trying to be seen, but it's happening now.
But everything happens when it's supposed to.
Amen, amen. Going to be 50 years old, and now, too, I have my publicist, Yvonne Forbes, La Bella Diva PR, and I've been getting magazine features, and it's just happening now, and it's unbelievable, and I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the opportunities and for everything happening in my life right now. And I want the women that are listening, I don't care where you're at. I don't care what size you are. I don't care what people tell you. If it's for you, no one can block your blessing. And it may not come, but it always comes right on time. Believe in yourself. And when it starts happening, don't doubt it. I started to do that, Shanice. I started to say, but why is this happening for me? Me? Why me? Why? And I kind of felt like this shouldn't be happening for me. But once I felt the love and I felt so respected and embraced, I just had no choice but to surrender and say, that's it. This is it. This is what I've been waiting for my whole life. And God bless me and give me health and a long life. I want to help make changes in this industry and in the world along with She Beverage Company.
Now, the official She Week is coming up in July, and you have Gwen DeVoe as the producer of your fashion show. Now, tell me, why was it important for you to be, for her to be involved in the show?
Well, as we were speaking on before, Divine Order, it just so happened that this year she is not doing Full Figure Fashion Week. She took a break, and she was taking on other projects, and it just so happened that this is the opportunity I had to do this fashion show. And, you know, Loopy Rose is like, you know, I'm leaving up to do. Who do you want to bring? What do you need from me? And I said, well, I want to ask Gwen DeVoe. She said, ask her. I asked Gwen. Gwen said, I'm available. Let's do it. And it was important for me, for Gwen to be involved. I was so happy when she said yes, because she is, I would say, the pioneer for the plus-size fashion models, modeling, getting the retailers together and giving respect, getting respect for us in the plus-size community in this industry. And for her to be on my team is just, is a dream come true. I'm proud, I'm honored, and she's no joke. She's no joke. This is going to be A1 top-notch show because she's involved. And I'm excited. I can't wait.
And you guys have already had the model search, so all of the models have been selected and finalized, correct?
They have not been finalized because we had a change of date. So it was supposed to be in March. Now it's going to be in July. So we're getting that together. But I do want to mention for your listeners that we did get interest from a few disabled, you know, women, and they never completed the registration or the video. And I wanted to say, if there's any woman out there that is has a disability and wants to walk and can get to the Artisan Boutique in Las Vegas in July, that she should, you know, follow us, She Beverages on IG, She Beverage Company on Facebook, and find the post and submit your information, submit. Do it. Don't let nothing stop you. It's your time. You want to be seen? Come and be seen.
Now, are there other opportunities to participate or support She Week besides modeling?
Excuse me?
Are there other opportunities to participate and support She Week besides being a model?
Yes. Well, you know, we're interested in vendors. We're interested in, you know, we're going to put out a call for volunteers. And we're also looking for makeup artists and the whole production, the whole production. And there's also other events. We have celebrity basketball game. We have Lucinda Bassett. She's going to be our keynote speaker. There's going to be a lot of speakers. It's going to be a week of empowerment. So if anyone wants to get the tickets, they could go over to SheWeek.com and check out all the events that we have going on during She Week.
And now that you're involved in She Week, would you still be working on your personal brand, or is it all about She Week and the She Beverage Company now?
My main focus is She Beverage and She Company, but I'm free to participate, to still try to act, because I'm into acting. I'm still going to go out there and shake and move what I can for myself. But this is a huge part of my life right now, and I really feel fulfilled, and I really love the message and everything about She Beverages. So, and there's more. I don't want to say everything, but they have so much more in store for me. That's why I'm moving out there in terms of in the entertainment realm. because they're a brand that's expanding. They have a cannabis side, and they have an entertainment side. So it's unbelievable. She Beverages is probably going to be a household name really soon.
Nice. Well, I'm so excited for you. So
when
is the big move? Do you have the date you're moving?
I don't have the date. I'm flying out this week, actually, to finalize and discuss and to take my daughter because she's going to come with me. She just turned 18, and she's in a community college here, and we're just going to go and speak on everything and finalize everything. But I do believe before she week, I believe I'll be in California.
All right. Well, tell us the dates again and how to purchase tickets.
Okay, so She Week is from July 15th to the 22nd, and it will be at the Artisan Boutique Hotel in Las Vegas. Anyone interested in going to any of the events, including the fashion show, can go to sheweek.com. And you can follow all of our social media pages. We're constantly posting information about She Week. We have a few months till the event, and we're going to be adding events and speakers and so much more. I'm excited to be a part of it and to see everyone there. So I hope to have the support of my curvy sisterhood, and you guys share and, you know, help me get the word out about the She Week and the Curvas Fashion Show. We could really appreciate that. We'll really appreciate it.
And this is the first event, but this is going to be an annual event, right?
Yes, this is our first event, but it's going to be every year.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, well, thank you so much for being on the show. Again, I'm so proud of you. This has been a good testament about never giving up on your dreams, because just when you think you're ready to give in, that's when something pops off.
Exactly. And Shanice, I want to thank you so much for having me on your show. And I was on your show once before, and at that time we were discussing my weight loss journey. That was a big thing for me back then. You gave me a platform to speak, and a lot of women reached out after hearing me on your show to tell me that they were going through something similar, and that it helped them to hear me on your show. So I thank you for all you do for us plus size sisters in this community. This radio show is an important show. It's information for all of us, and it's support. So I thank you so much, and I salute you because you're one of the pioneers in this as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And let me know how I can support She Week and She Beverages. Now, I don't drink alcohol, so I don't drink beer, but I drink water every day. So I'm going to have to get some of that water.
Well, let me tell you about our alkaline water. So I never really, you know, I just drink whatever water I get my hands on, and I didn't know that there was a difference. I went to California, and as you know, with this weight loss surgery, I've developed complications, but I don't let it stop me. I go do my thing. I went to Cali, and I was feeling a little sluggish and you know, swollen, and sometimes I tend to retain a lot of fluid. And she gave me bottles of Lupe Rose gave me bottles of the alkaline water, and I went to the hotel. I drank one full liter, you know, in a couple of hours, and I tell you, it was nonstop. I was getting up, I was going to the bathroom, and I felt energized, and I looked at my fingers, they weren't swollen, and I spent that whole week out there, and I drank this water every day, and my bones even felt better because I have osteoarthritis, and I have fibromyalgia. You know, we're getting older, we get all these things, and I felt better. So when I came back and I'm drinking old rinky dink water again, No, it didn't. And then I missed it, and then my body, you know, started acting up again. And I said, well, if anything, when I move to Cali, I'm gonna have access to sit by She, and I'm gonna be feeling better, and my skin was looking better. So it's you know, they really they pride themselves on the quality of the beverages. So if you don't drink, we have the Sip by She, and we also have the She brand, which is the cannabis-infused water and gummies. And so it's about healing and helping us feel better. And they have the water for young athletes and the water for pregnant women and the water for babies. So this company is really, wow. I get amazed every time I talk about it. It's unbelievable.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show and continued success with everything. And I'm definitely going to be watching you on your journey to California.
Oh, thank you, Shanice. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And, hey, support one another. Love one another. If you see a sister who is starting her business, share a post. It's simple. Support is easy. And, you know, there's a special place for us women who help other women. I believe that.
Yes. So thanks again for being on the show, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Shanice. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
And thank you to my guest this evening for being on the show, Lynx Garcia. Make sure you support her. She Beverage Company and She Week happening in Las Vegas in July. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.